This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
For this Saturday's horse show, I'm speaking with both a rodeo clown and a rodeo announcer who are going to be here this weekend at the Battle of the Bulls. And let us start off with our rodeo clown. Do you want to grab the mic and introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Donnie Landis.
All right, Donnie. And how long have you been doing this for?
40 years.
And what made you decide to go into it?
Job security. Too lazy to work and too scared to steal. And I know a lot of people don't want to get chased around by 1,800-pound animals. It kind of looked feasible for me as a kid to do that and get a check at the rodeo every weekend.
I assume after doing this for 40 years, you have some interesting stories and interesting things that have happened to you. Are there any moments that really stick out in your mind as some highlights of your career?
Yeah, this guy tried to sell me a monkey yesterday, and my wife said I couldn't bring it home because of the smell, and I told her that she'd get used to it. But other than that, no, everything's just, it's a lifestyle that a lot of people really don't understand. You know, we travel from town to town. We get to see a lot of things that people only get to see in history books, and I kind of feel blessed to do this job. It's a great sport. It's man against beast, and the livestock does not understand the whistle like the opposing team in a basketball game. So, you know, anything can happen, and that's why I enjoy it. It's cowboy heritage, and the way the United States came to be is with the cowboy. So,
now, for those who are unsure, can you describe exactly what your job and duties entail?
Paying the bills at home and keeping my wife happy. But other than that, basically out in the rodeo arena or the bull riding arena, it is my job to keep the flow of things going, to work with the announcer, keep the crowd entertained. While the bulls are bucking, sometimes I'm in a barrel, sometimes I'm out. I'm kind of the third man out there. I just kind of make sure everybody gets in and out of there all right and safe and everything.
And why exactly do you enjoy being a rodeo clown?
The travel and getting to see the things that I get to see. You know, like I said earlier, I've seen the Statue of Liberty, Kennedy Space Center, Mount Rushmore, the Grand Canyon, all over the United States. And to be able to travel around and go to these events and see these types of things during the week, it's kind of like a paid vacation lifestyle.
Wonderful, wonderful. And also with you today, we have our rodeo announcer. Do you want to grab hold of that microphone and introduce yourself?
My name's Matt McGee.
And Matt, how long have you been a rodeo announcer?
This is my fifth year as a rodeo announcer. I've been involved in the sport of rodeo since I was born, ever since I was a little kid.
So did you start out actually in the arena?
I did. I competed in professional rodeo. I was a tie down roper, a dally team roper, and now I've got smarter and I'm the rodeo announcer.
And you said that you've been doing this for about 5 years. Have you also been, you know, traveling the country?
We do. We travel the country about 48 weeks a year from Maryland to North Dakota, Florida, all over the United States. I've not been alive as long as Donnie's been clowning, but you know, Donnie Landis, the guy you just talked to, he's from Gooding, Idaho. It's a long ways from Litchfield, Illinois. Just last week, he was in Uvalde, Texas, as well as a stop in Wyoming, and then made it here to Litchfield, Illinois. Randy Littrell, the Shop Creek Cattle Company, they spare no expense. I mean, they try to bring in the best that they can bring in. So, the crowd, they're guaranteed a good show. 2.5 hours of nonstop family entertainment.
Well, sounds fabulous. And what is your favorite part about still being able to be at these rodeos and be the announcer?
Well, I mean, I love the cowboy way of life. This all started over 150 years ago. You know, one rancher took his best hand and pitted it up against his neighboring rancher's best hand. And that's when this sport was born. And so it's my job. I enjoy enlightening the people on what's going on, educating some of them. You know, we get some people that are here as first-time spectators, and it's my job to make sure that they leave as lifelong rodeo fans. And then I get to go back and forth with some of the greatest funny men in the world.
And do you have a particular event that's your favorite to be the announcer for?
Bull riding. I love the bull riding. It's the most exciting. I mean, it's the most dangerous 8 seconds in the entire sporting world. Sports Writers Guild of America voted it the most dangerous 8 seconds in the entire sporting world, so it's not something that we make up. You got 2,000-pound bucking bull, 165-pound cowboy. There's no script. There's no telling what's going to happen, so it's pretty intense.
And in your 5 years of announcing, have you ever been caught off guard by something surprising that's happened in the arena?
everything, there's no, like I said, there's no script, so it's hard to catch us off guard because we don't, I mean, we all expect the unexpected. That's what we do. So, but you never know. I mean, you never know what's going to happen.
And this weekend, have you announced at this event before? Have both of you been to this particular event before?
We have not been here.
And what are you looking forward to this weekend then?
We are looking forward to a great crowd. I mean, the weather, it's rained today. That the mud's going to make it a little more exciting, but tomorrow the weather's going to be absolutely perfect. It's Top Cowboys and Cowgirls. They're going head-to-head with some of the most award-winning livestock in rodeo. And I'm really looking forward. I look forward to Donnie Landis every time I can. I mean, he's a two-time Wrangler National Finals clown in Las Vegas, Nevada. He's one of the very best in the world. So I look forward to 90-point bull rides and getting to watch one of the funniest men in rodeo do his thing.
And do you hope to be doing rodeo announcing for as long as Donnie has been doing his job?
Well, I hope to, but you know, you never know. There's not very many people that can say they've had a 40-year career doing what they love. So
that's
but
very
yeah, that
true.
would be amazing.
Well, Matt and Donnie, is there anything else you want to add before we go here today?
Yeah, we want everybody to know that it starts at 7 o'clock tomorrow at Midway Trailer Sales. Tickets are cheap; it's only $10. You can bring the whole family for a very low price. Kids 7 and under, absolutely free. Right, kids 7 and under are free. We've got over 30 of the top bull riders in the world here. And we're also going to have 12 lovely ladies in the Cowgirls Barrel Race. And Donnie, he probably don't want me to tell this, but I believe he's got Mario. Have you got Mario? Is Mario with us?
Yeah, Mario's with us.
Mario, one of the most highly trained animals in professional rodeo. He might make an appearance right here in Litchfield tomorrow night. I don't know yet, but
If you don't get to see Mario, you might get to see the Wild Camp Beetlelope. And I'm telling you, there's things going to be here that are well worth the price of admission.
You know, we want you to bring the whole family. It is family fun. We don't want anybody. We don't want you to be at the coffee shop on Sunday morning and talking about what you missed out on.
And we do have a little teaser there about what Donnie may or may not be doing in the arena tomorrow night. So I guess people just have to show up to find out.
There is no telling. You know, in pre-rodeo action, I believe over at the campground at 5 o'clock, maybe a chili supper. So you can come by the campground right beside the Midway Trailer Sales. It's going to be an evening of fun.
Again, that was Donnie Landis, who will be your funny man and rodeo clown, and Matt McGee, who will be your announcer at the Battle of the Bulls tonight at Midway Trailer Sales. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.